Please be seated. Thank you.
Two short readings this morning, one from the Gospel of Matthew and one from the Gospel of John. First one's Matthew 1, verses 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to marry to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord said through the prophets. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife, and he did not consummate their marriage until he gave birth to the son, and he gave the name Jesus. John 3, verses 16 to 17. For God so loved the world, he gave his only one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into this world to condemn the world, but to save us from the world through him. This is the word of the Lord.
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be holy, pleasing, and acceptable to you, our Lord, our Rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Christmas, of course, is a time of celebration, visiting family, friends, but also in the exchange of presents. Now, three stages in giving presents or gifts to one another, whether it be at Christmas time or anniversary or birthdays, whatever the occasion may be, there are three stages in giving presents and gifts. Number one, what we got to do is decide what we're going to give. That's the difficult part. That's the planning. Secondly, it's the buying of the present. That's the cost. Because more than likely we are having to pay for the present. And thirdly, it's probably the most joyous thing really, is handing over the present, giving the present to the person that you've bought it through. That's the action. So there's the planning, there's the cost, and there is the action, the handing over. Another Christmas memory that I have that I can recall that as a child, along with my sisters Joan and Doreen, we used to love getting together and discussing what to buy or make Mum and Dad for Christmas. Yes, make, because when I was young, myself and my sister used to like making, no matter how small it was or flung together. We always like to make presents and give it to Mum and Dad. But the greatest thing was to actually give them the present on Christmas Day. And over the recent weeks, and even including this morning, we've heard many verses of Scripture regarding God's present, God's gift to us, that being, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we experience once again the Christmas story, There are many lessons to be learnt. Number one, God is sovereign. God is absolutely sovereign. His will is always accomplished, even a virgin birth. Secondly, he works through the lives of people who are committed to him and to their loved ones. For example, we looked at the story, didn't we? The example, the lessons that we learned from Elizabeth and Zechariah just a week or a couple of weeks ago. Thirdly, he honors those who keep his commandments and trust him. We see that in the endless story, don't we? In the faithfulness of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Number four, those who listen and learn experience great joy. Remember the story, the lesson of the shepherds and the kings. And finally, number five, all these lessons are important. All these lessons are important, and yet the greatest lesson of all is the one we come to today. God wrapped, if you like, himself in the form of human flesh and came into the world in order that we might have life. You see, only love could have motivated God to do that. In John 3:16, which has just read it, probably one of the most well-known of verses, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You see, only love could have motivated God to this extent. As we know, as we all know across history, even to this present date, humankind has failed miserably. Humankind has failed, firstly in the Garden of Eden, then during Noah's time, and thirdly, according to Genesis chapter 11, the Tower of Babel showed humankind's failure in its relationship with God. But God chose a nation to glorify him, and Abraham's descendants were to focus the minds of the people to Jehovah. The Israelites failed to fulfill their calling, yet God did not give up. And can I say this morning, God will never give up on you. No matter what we do, no matter what we say, we're only a prayer away from forgiveness, restoration, and salvation. And that's a great truth that I've learned to live with for many years. Ray Thomas, God will never give up on you. He'll never give up on you. The psalmist asks in Psalm 8:4, what is man that you are mindful of him? In Job 7:17, we read, what is man that you make so much of him? We too, at times, feel as though we are miserable failures. Still, and this is the wonderful celebratory story of Christmas Day, Jesus came, and he is here because he loves us. Love that brought Jesus into our world. The scriptures are very clear. The Apostle Paul, speaking of Jesus in Philippians 2, 6-8, makes it clear that God's love brought the Christ child to our world. And John began his gospel with the statement that God's love brought his Son into our world. And of course, this love, God's love, changes lives, changes people, changes personalities. I mean, we'd be here for a very long time if we gave testimony or examples of the way people's lives have been changed through the love of God, the acceptance of God. Some very unlikely people, but God takes every person as an individual. And at this Christmas time and beyond, offers his love and acceptance, because God's love changes lives. Look what the acceptance of God's love did in the lives of those who are mentioned in the Christmas story. Zechariah and Elizabeth's life was never the same again. Mary and Joseph had a very special child and memories they treasured. The shepherds were still shepherds, but they had a new outlook on life. The wise men were wiser than ever. And the acceptance and renewing of God's love in Jesus this Christmas still changes lives. The acceptance and renewing of God's love in Jesus this Christmas could change your life as well. A gift is not ours until we open it and we receive it. There's, of course, the planning and the cost and the handing of the present, but it's not an actual gift. A gift is only ours until we open it and take ownership of it. And that's the gospel. Are we going to take the Lord Jesus Christ and own him as our Lord and Savior? Hope, peace, joy, and love await our acceptance, not just today, but throughout 2025. Let's pray together. Living God, may the worship we have shared this Christmas lead to acts of service which transform people's lives. May the carols we have sung this Christmas time help others to sing even in their sadness. May the gifts we have exchanged this Christmas deepen our spirit of giving throughout the year, the giving of love, joy, hope, and peace. May the candles we have lit this Christmas remind us that you intend no one to live in darkness. May the new people we meet this Christmas remind us that we meet you in our neighbours and our friends and our work colleagues throughout the year. May the gathering together of family and friends this Christmas be a blessing. Make us appreciate anew the gift of loved ones. May the stories we have told again this Christmas be good news of great joy to us all and all people on our lips and in our lives. Finally, Lord, may the ways you have come close to us this Christmas not be forgotten, but hidden in our memories be a rich resource to lift us up when times are painful and humble us when things go well. For you are our life, our light, and our salvation this season and always. Because of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing our final carol. Go out in a world, a word. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's wonderful. We're going to have a flag banner waving time.
Yeah, we're going to have our bells again.
No bells? Oh, we got the bells. Right, okay. Bell. Yes, Veronica's going to have a bell. Caroline. Before we sing, I'd just like to say, everyone have a happy Christmas and a wonderful new year. And just enjoy. We're going to finish the service. by singing Come and Join the Celebration. So let's stand if you're able to. Okay, let's finish with the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Take care. Have a good Christmas. Yeah.